imposter syndrome.
Hey folks, welcome back to Talkin' Sweet, the podcast about sweet tea. I am Tony Romanesco.
And I am Joey Mancini.
This, of course, is our podcast about the band Sweet Tea, T-E-E.
Not T-E-A, even though we know you New Yorkers love your sweet tea.
Love your sweet tea. It's a very northern thing.
We love it up here, and maybe they love it down there.
Maybe, who knows? But we don't really talk about down there.
No.
We stay up here, above the line.
So we're coming at you live from Brooklyn.
Yeah. Brooklyn. Born and bred.
Born and bred. and we just want to say, you know, I'm a bit under the weather tonight. Probably why you hear a little bit of a nasal quality.
He's got a bit of an affect.
Yeah, but, you know, I think it's going to be okay.
Yeah, I'm feeling great.
I'm excited.
Feeling over the weather. If you're feeling under the weather, I'll tell you what. I'm feeling over the weather.
Oh.
AKA, I'm over this weather.
Oh.
Boy, oh boy.
I got you. You got me.
Got you big time.
You got me. I really took him seriously, and then he said the truth, I understood the whole situation.
Nothing but the truth, so help you blank.
Quentin Cincinnati.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my Quentin Cincinnati.
Oh, my Quentin Cincinnati.
All I want to say before we continue is that, you know, I am a little sick, and that is why I'm really excited to be in doing this thing, because if you feel sick or you feel sad or you feel, you know, oh, I don't even want to get out of bed today, you think, I want to go record an episode of Talkin' Sweet.
Yeah, I want to do Talkin' Sweet. I just want to talk some sweet. I just want to talk some tea.
All right, so.
You want to, how about this? You want to sip some tea because you're sick. You want to talk about some tea because it's sweet. Tea.
I am sipping tea.
But it's differently spelled. It's T-E-E.
Yeah,
like a T-shirt.
Like a girl's T-shirt.
Like a girl's dirty, dirty T-shirt.
Now, the thing about sweet tea that we love is that these lyrics that are so relatable.
Oh, my God.
You know, talking about your girl, her T-shirt, your iced
tea. Being on the back porch.
Being on the porch with your beer.
Yeah, with your beer and your truck. We love the truck part. And look, this is not our kind of music. We didn't think this was our kind of music when we first
heard
this band.
No, people here in Brooklyn look at us
we've
got, you know.
We're known in our neighborhood. We're neighbors, obviously.
Neighbors.
We're neighboring dudes. What is that?
Our secret handshake.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I thought, I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
I'm sorry.
It's
all
right.
Let me do it back.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah, I knew it.
Neighbors.
Of course I know it.
Anytime he says neighbors, I always jump right into it and he always says,
what are you doing? And it's a little... With our audience, a little secret, I just like to mess with him a little bit.
He likes to do it himself.
Yeah, I call it messing with Joey.
And I call it, Joey's confused. Stop it, please. I hate being confused.
Yeah.
I feel stupid.
We have fun. No, you don't. You're not stupid. You're Joey. Let me say this.
Yeah.
You're the smartest guy I know.
Dang.
Yeah. Watch this. Yeah. Folks at home, watch this. What's 17 plus 4?
21.
I mean, need I say more?
Yeah, no.
Need I say less?
I'm confused about the question. Could you restate it?
You were saying you were so stupid.
No, well, I just want to be smart and answer this question.
17.
No, I already know that. The next question.
What was the next question?
I was just
proving that you were smart for the listeners.
No, I... Oh, God.
That's all.
No, I know, but now you're just making it even more so
worse.
That I'm not smart.
No, you are smart. You nailed it.
All right.
You got it. The question, I don't remember.
I get math. I don't understand logistics and, like, you know, words...
No. Or coordinations.
Oh, God.
You don't know where you have a horrible sense of direction.
I know my north or my south.
Whenever you go to the grocery store,
eh,
you can't find your way out.
I can't. Oh, my God. You ever been stuck in front of a bunch of ranch for 24 hours? It will blow your
24
mind.
24 hours? I didn't know you were in there for that long.
You go through stages of really wanting ranch.
Sure. Really wanting.
Then you go through stages of, oh, my God, this ranch is going to kill me.
This ranch is turning against me.
Get all turned around. Anyway.
And you were in the ranch aisle.
Yeah.
Full of ranch.
Yeah. We're Brooklyn, baby.
We got a ranch.
We like ranch. We like fried chicken.
Collard greens.
And Quentin Cincinnati.
Hot sauce and Quentin Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
The lead singer of, you guessed it.
Sweet Tea.
We do a song a week where we each listen to one of Sweet Tea's songs.
Do we listen to it separately?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
We each listen to it before we come here.
We don't listen to it aloud together.
Well, I thought we were about to play it.
Oh, yeah, we could play it.
But we listened to it separately before we
came
here.
Okay, so how about this? I got an idea.
Okay.
Well, you took a couple weeks off. We're a little bit rusty, but here's what we're going to do.
Yeah, tell me. Sorry.
We each separately listen to a song. I hope you listen to one. I know you did.
Oh, of course I did.
Yeah. I talk about my song. You talk about your song.
Yeah.
And then later, we'll play both the songs.
Absolutely.
That's how we do it.
All right.
We make it nice for the people. All right, I'll go first with my song.
What is that? Is that poop?
What are you talking about? Oh, shoot.
Poop on my floor.
Is that mouse poop on your floor for real?
It might be a bit of the cat's
poop. Oh, maybe it's a little cat poop. Yeah, Joey, we recorded Joey's house. And, Joey, you got a lot of kids.
19 kids.
19 and counting.
One
you just
for every
got...
year since 2000.
Since Y2K.
I thought I was going to die.
Yeah.
So I bought 19 kids.
We had,
wait,
I'll say this.
No, I bought just one cat.
And then each year, it must feel like you bought 19.
I have.
Yeah, you have. And they're all around, purring and pooping. That's
literally.
Fine. Yeah, literally.
Well, right by the litter box.
We should do a cat podcast where we just interview all your friggin' 19 cats. All
right.
Okay.
Listen, I'll tell you what, though. They probably won't really speak to you.
No, but we'll... No, you're right. Maybe we do little voices for them.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Then wouldn't that kind of just be like...
Us doing this?
This podcast?
Yeah. Okay. Us doing voices.
Yeah.
All right. My song. So, of course, I've heard every Sweet Tea song there is.
Yeah.
Duh. Would you even let me in the door doing this podcast if I haven't listened to every single friggin' Sweet Tea song?
No.
Come on, forget it.
No.
But.
No, I wouldn't let you in the door.
Okay, I would never come in. I would never even knock.
You would never knock.
I couldn't even knock.
You would never knock.
You seen Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
He's the one who knocks? I'm not.
I am the one who knocks.
Knocks,
you know that next to normal thing?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Next to normal.
My daughter.
Gone too soon.
My daughter, Dottie.
My Dottie. My daughter, Caroline.
And my daughter Dottie. They listen to this retro musical.
Old Broadway.
They listen to it. Listen to this.
Freaking 10 years ago.
On vinyl.
Yeah. They bought it.
Big purple album.
Or I was going to say they bought it. Should I say we bought it?
The
we gave them
we.
Money. Yeah. No, we literally gave
Daddy
them
cat.
Daddy freaking bought it. That's next to normal.
Ugh. Daughters.
So knock, knock, knock.
Knock, knock, knock. You know all the songs.
I know all the songs, but I re-listen to them a lot.
Same.
You know, of course. That's what we do.
The kids are saying that these days.
And
so
there
same.
Are some...
Same.
Hey, same here.
Same.
Yeah. Some of them have good, great re-listening value.
Yeah.
Some of them are great every time. Some
absolutely.
Of them, you get a little bit tired of some of them.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. The classics, the top 40s.
Oh, my God, of course.
Them.
They're everywhere. They're in the supermarket. You can't get out for 24 hours. You're
Dwayne Reed.
Dwayne the Rock.
CBS.
Reed. Yeah. CBS. Wall Street. Walgreens.
They're always singing, you know, they're playing the classics.
The classic.
Like, you know. When I was a child, my daddy would take me. Down to the red barn where my daddy was born, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I've heard that friggin' song.
It's everywhere.
I've heard that friggin' song. I start talking like him sometimes when I hear this friggin' song.
Jesus Christ.
How about this one? My acorn was small, but my heart was big, and I gave it to her, and she said, what do you think? You know, one of those.
And so we tend to, if you're new listening to the podcast, we tend to do songs that are not those songs. Not the songs you know, not
some of
the
B-sides, some of the not so heard of ones.
Yeah, we try to keep it fresh, especially because, you know, let's be honest, people listening to this are the super fans like us.
You gotta be.
Yeah.
You gotta be. So this song is a not so heard one, but it has great re-listening value. I can listen to it over and over and over and over.
I honestly have no idea what song you're thinking of right
really?
Now.
Really? Yeah. You're gonna know it as soon as I say it.
Great.
As soon as I say the first word, you're probably going to know.
Hold on one second.
You got your halls?
I do.
You good?
This guy administers fucking halls to me like I'm a fucking kid.
It's like a Pez dispenser. Reverse Pez dispenser. I'm just shoving halls in his friggin' mouth.
It's very sweet.
Exactly.
Thank you. All right.
It must be sweet. It's halls.
It's halls,
that should
baby.
Be the friggin' tagline.
You know, I think one of our sponsors could be halls. Hello!
Welcome
to Brooklyn.
Yeah. Yeah, halls. Welcome to Brooklyn.
Halls.
We got you.
Welcome to Brooklyn. Hey, listen, but I will tell you, and I told you this already.
What?
Did you hear me?
What?
I told you
I
this.
I didn't hear you.
I told you this already.
What'd you tell me?
You know, I tried to get some Ricola.
You gotta get the nice Ricola.
Fucking food town.
They were out.
They didn't have it.
Didn't have it.
So I said,
fresh
you know,
out.
I'm desperate. Give me the halls.
Yeah. You get a horrible cough. You
I rub the Vaseline on my face.
Yeah. You like to coat the inside and outside of your mouth.
A little bit.
Vaseline. Where your mustache grows.
Where your mustache grows.
Where the mustache... No one can hear
that.
That
makes any sense.
Nah. Where the mustache grows on my lip. So here's the song that I picked. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, this will be good for the ASMR listeners. We get letters and letters and letters about... do more ASMR. Do more food chewing, whispery stuff.
Look, man,
and I'm like, what does that mean?
You're talking over the. I did it.
Okay, go. Action. That air is really nice. That's perfect. What flavor Halls we got today?
All right, so again, this was not my choice.
Sure. You were between a rock and a hard place.
Then I go to Tony's Market, right by the 2345 Franklin.
Yeah, Tony's Chinese Market.
Tony Tiny Market. I go in there, and all they fucking have. No, I'm sorry. I got confused. Food Town was the one that really screwed me over. Oh my God,
screwed his own pooch.
Went into Tony Chiny. I go in there. They got Ricola. They got Honeys. They got Halls. They got Ludens. They got literally every cough drop you can imagine all over the fucking countertops, the shelves. You never seen
almost
anything
overstocked.
Like
it. .com.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm done. I'm done.
But you're feeling good. You're feeling better.
I'm ready.
Yeah. Here's my song. Nope. It's one of his oldies, one of the classic oldies, and it's one that I've heard, you know, I heard on the album, obviously, but I haven't listened to it, like, on its own a lot recently. Mm. Under the Mud.
Oh.
You remember? You know that one?
Yeah.
Under the mud I'm living now. Just
under the mud I've been living all day.
Yeah. I don't want to give too much away.
So, you know,
I recommend you go listen to it.
Now, let me ask you this.
I love it. Yeah,
did you listen to... Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a game we always play.
Of course.
Did you listen to it?
Yeah.
A.
Mm-hmm.
Original track.
Mm-hmm.
B. Deluxe album release. Box set. C. Live 69 in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Or D. None of the above. Something surprised me. Hello.
Some
hey,
new different hello.
Kabang.
Totally. Kabang. I will say C.
69 Albuquerque.
69 Albuquerque live version.
All right. Of Under the Mud.
Under the Mud. 69 Albuquerque, 1969. My favorite year. Another great musical.
So good.
Yeah, my favorite year. 1969 Albuquerque.
Quirky.
Live version. So this is Quentin Cincinnati when he is just
peak
in his prime.
Peak Cincinnati.
We all know Peak Cincinnati is 68 to 72.
Oh.
A good 4 or 5 year range when he was just cranking out his best stuff.
21.
Sorry?
17 plus 4 is 21.
That is what I'm fucking talking about.
Thank you.
That is what I'm fucking talking about.
All right. So, okay. So okay. Upon listening
Have
again,
you heard the live 69 Albuquerque version of Under the Mud?
Would I be knocking at the
I
door
know.
If I had
I wouldn't
it?
Let you in. I no. wouldn't let you
wouldn't
in.
Wouldn't even think to knock.
I wouldn't let you in.
As the great, late Tony Romanesco said, wouldn't even think
to knock.
Knock.
I said that. That was me.
And by late, I mean he was a minute late to the recording.
Oh, please. I was 54 seconds late, okay? And I time it.
Tony's a real
time
guy.
I'm a time freak.
He loves his Apple Watch. I'll
I love
tell
time
you what.
Travel, and I love my Apple Watch.
This man loves his daughter, his wife, his Apple Watch.
That's right.
That's about it.
That's right. What else? What else?
That's it.
I tell you, my wife got me an Apple Watch a year and a half ago, Christmas. And holy Romanesco, I flipped my shit. And I've been in love with her ever since. It's been my best friend.
He knows I spend Christmas with my family. He calls me 9 a.m.
I called with, by the way, my Apple Watch.
See, look at him.
Yeah.
He says,
yeah.
I got an Apple Watch.
I got an Apple Watch, baby.
And it changed my life.
Yeah, I got an Apple Watch. Guess what? I'm calling you for my Apple Watch.
And I said, who is this?
And then I FaceTimed him from my Apple Watch.
He loves the thing.
Oh, God. Anyway.
So anyway.
My gadgets.
All so right. You're listening.
I love my gadgets. Yeah.
You got your Wi-Fi, earbuds.
So I got my earbuds in. I got my stereo system on also. So I'm listening to headphones and full surround sound.
You got to hit play on two devices at once?
Two devices at once. My full stereo system and my earbuds.
This is brand new frontier.
I know. I tried it because I saw a YouTube tutorial.
YouTube tutorial?
I saw a YouTube tutorial about getting the most out of your Sonic experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was that from? The Modest Girls?
I think it was the...
The Modest Girls by God?
It was the Modest... I think it was the Modest Girls. I think it might have been the Modest Girls.
Were they telling you what to do? He loves
well,
you subscribe. I know you subscribe.
Look, I subscribe. Even though I don't know what subscribe means. I subscribe to the Modest Girls because I like the way they look and I like the way they talk.
They are wholesome. Okay,
they're wholesome.
But okay, so the point is
here's
these modest
doing.
Girls, they don't know anything about Quentin Cincinnati. They don't know Sweet Tea.
No,
so
no, no,
you
no,
are
no, no,
listening.
No.
We're talking sweet here.
I know we're talking sweet. You're absolutely right. I'm so sorry. But I'm saying, I implicated a tip that I learned
yeah.
during this session of mine when I listened to Under the
Would
Mud.
You recommend this tip to our viewers, listeners?
Let me tell you. No.
Too tricky? What's
too tricky?
What's up?
It's too much. Okay. Well, I'll tell you why my problem was my Wi-Fi was going in and out.
Oh.
So there was a lag. So
what, you got Verizon?
Yeah, I got Verizon. And look, Verizon's going under, and I'll say it now.
They're going what?
Under.
Under.
The mud.
Verizon's going.
Oh, Verizon's
I have phone calls to make. What?
Do you? I hope you don't have stock in Verizon because they're going under.
No, but I got the family plan.
You got to switch it to T-Mobile.
T-Mobile?
Yeah, or Cricket or something.
What about AT&T?
AT&T, oh, please.
No.
Untouchable. Oh, no? You can't touch them. No.
What do you mean?
They're not letting anybody in. They have too many subscribers. They're not letting anybody in. You can't get an email in. You can't.
I like it.
Okay.
I want to be a part of that.
Okay. Look, email. You can do it. I've done it.
Email AT&T?
Yeah, email AT&T.com.
Bossman at AT&T.com?
Yeah. Email the bossman at AT&T.com CEO.
Hey, this is Joey Mancini. Look, I got to get out now.
We can't talk to you can't do an email over the podcast. You can't record your voice. You have to do it. Type it on your phone.
Oh, I know.
One of your 19 cats is scratching freaking and out. Freaking out.
What is he
out.
Doing? So listen. Oh, he's hungry. It's dinner time.
Here's what I did. There was a lag on my song.
All right.
So I took my headphones out. I was like, fuck this. Fuck the Miles girls.
Get out.
I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I took my headphones out, took my speakers off. I listened to this friggin' the version of Under the Mud.
Yeah.
Man.
Wow.
Excuse me.
That was a big burp.
Yeah, I burp big.
Did you burp like that in the song?
Yeah, well, they kind of made me want to drink a beer. Drink a beer.
Drink a beer.
Maybe we want to drink a beer.
All right.
Maybe we want to drink a beer.
Okay, so let me, you know.
Yeah. You get me back on track.
What more is there to say other than you listen to it?
Oh, well, it's great. Have you ever really, the some of the lyrics in that song are really quite good.
Give me one. Give me one that stood out to you this time that unlike any other time you ever listened to it.
And that's Talking Sweet, baby. Give okay.
Yeah, we talking
sweet. I'm gonna give him. Here we go. Talking Sweet. She lay there, motionless. I tried to save her, but I'm all under this mud, and that's all I gave her. You know, stuff like that. He's lying on the floor motionless.
And it's
try
one of those things
her.
You sing along to it. I was not trying to get it. You sing along and you love it and you know it. But then you listen to yourself. And you say,
I love it and I know it.
You listen to yourself sing it one day. You know, you listen to it double time on this thing. And you think, that is sad.
Yeah, it's a sad.
It's about drug use.
Drug use and
dying girls.
And being suffocating and dying girls.
And maybe poop. Little did we know when we started this.
This is a great point.
You've done a lot of research.
This is a great point.
And if you haven't listened to episode, what was it, like 86?
87. Oh, 86, yeah.
And in that episode, we talk about how you know. Under the Mud,
yeah,
has been in disputes for years by superfans. If it is
Forbes,
you know, whether or not it's poop. Or a drug, which, you know, we shall remain nameless.
Rename nameless.
Mainless.
Mainline nameless. So yeah, we don't know. It's about poop. Maybe it's not.
We've already talked about. We don't have to get into it. We've already talked about episode 86.
Go back. Go back.
Go back. Subscribe.
This is episode 88, so they really don't have to go that far back.
No, they just gotta, you know, go back to your history. Where are you listening to this? Spotify?
Last week we talked about
this. What are you listening to this on? iTunes?
Yeah, what are you doing? Pocket podcasts?
All right, we gotta take a break.
Yeah.
So, listen.
Yeah.
When we come back, we're gonna get into my song.
Joey's song.
I'm gonna
of
make
choice.
Another hot toddy.
Yeah.
And listen, I'm getting I'm getting a little lit on all this, you know, cold medicine and alcohol. So, catch us when we come back.
Yeah, catch us.
Welcome back to Talking Sweet. I'm Joey Mancini.
And I.
This is my partner, Tony Romanesco.
I'm his partner, Tony Romanesco.
He's losing his fucking mind.
Nah, come on.
As we didn't mention before, this is an R-rated podcast. If your kids are listening, sorry, trigger warning, reverse.
Send them to bed, trigger warning, reverse.
We say fuck.
We say fuck a lot.
We love the word.
We say fucking ass. We don't spell it out A-S-S. Okay?
We say fucking ass.
We say fucking ass.
We say fucking AIDS. Fucking AIDS, that's what it sounds like. I said fucking AIDS. And you know what I say? 2019, fuck AIDS.
Fuck AIDS.
Hate it.
Yeah.
All right.
We lived through it.
We did.
The '80s.
Well, yeah, through the era. Through the Sorry, era. One of my cats is scratching at some fabric because one of his she's 19 hungry.
Cats.
You know what? At some point, I gotta you feed your these cats.
Do you feed your cats fabric scraps still?
No, it became too expensive.
Oh, I hear you. You go. You buy swatches at Mood.
Swatches at Mood. What is Mood?
Mood Fabrics. It's the place where everyone on Project Runway goes to get their fabrics.
Oh, right. I forget you watch Project Runway.
Me and my mom used to watch Project... Used to. Before yeah. She fucking kicked it. Fucking ass.
Fucking ass.
She kicked the fucking ass out of the fucking life.
So we're sitting here below Jesus Christ in the Last Supper.
Our Lord and Savior, Last Supper.
And we're fucking ass. All right.
Here's what I want to know, Last Supper. Where's the wine? This is all water. Am I right?
No, there's wine. Look at
or
it.
Or okay, wait. Let me
there's
do the
wine
other.
Everywhere.
Let me do the other way. Where's the water? It's all wine.
Yeah, you gotta hydrate.
Yeah, but he's turning water
so
into wine.
So I got
wine.
This cold. Listen, I got this cold. You know.
Yeah.
And
sniff,
I,
sniff.
Sniffle, sniffle.
Snarf, snarf.
I tell. I'm drinking some beers.
Yeah, we just crushing a few.
The other night with
Yeller
Joe.
My
dad.
Old Joe Yeller. Yeah.
Old Joe Yeller, my dad. I was drinking some beers, and you know what I said
to him? You love to hang with your dad. Wait, yeah, go ahead.
I do.
What are you doing?
If a game is on, daddy's next to me. So I go, hey, dad, I'm trying to hydrate because I'm sick.
Yeah.
That's why I'm drinking all these beers.
Sure.
He got a kick out of that.
Yeah, he liked it.
Did you get a kick out of that?
Yeah, I like that. That's my good. Body's, you know, your body's like 70% water.
A wonderland?
Yeah, but you know my body's a wonderland?
Yeah, what's up with it?
And it's also 70, you know, like the human body is like 72% water?
Yeah.
My body's... 72% beer.
Beer. That's a good one. Ha! Neighbors!
Ha ha ha!
Do you guys remember that movie, Neighbors?
You guys remember that movie, Neighbors 2?
It was really loud. They were partying, and Seth Rogen was like,
he's like
oh, that was pretty good.
Get out of here, Zac Efron. That's the one impression I can do.
And Rose Byrne.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, Zac Efron, you're being too loud.
Yeah, you'll be too loud.
You'll be too loud.
You're too young, you're too loud. You look
too
good.
You're too ripped.
You look too good in those shorts.
Zac Efron looks too good.
Can I tell you? Zac Efron is
it's
a
because,
good actor.
It's because of
he's
Hollywood.
Covered in goodness. He looked too good. If he looked a little schlubbier, he could
I would
win
love
some
it.
Awards.
I love him. I love the guy. He makes me, I don't know, cream?
Cream?
Yeah, you know. I know we've talked about it before. He makes me cream.
He makes you cream.
Yeah. The only things I care about, so you got your wife, your daughter,
my
your
daughter,
Apple Watch.
My Apple Watch.
You know what I've got?
Yeah.
Zac Efron.
And your daughter.
And my daughter. Little baby. What's her name again?
Come on, you know. Dottie.
Just kidding, Dottie.
Little Dottie.
Little, my daughter, Dottie.
And my daughter, Caroline. Shout out. They'll never listen to this.
Right
can you
now,
imagine?
Probably...
Can you imagine them listening to this? Tuning in.
They'd be so embarrassed.
Yeah, they'd be like, oh my god, get these AirPods out of my
Daddy,
earbuds.
Daddy.
Joey Mancini, we've come to the point in the podcast where we gotta hear about your song.
Yeah. It's my favorite part of the podcast. Don't tell my friend Tony.
Oh, don't tell me. My ears are sealed.
Your ears are sealed?
Yeah, I plugged them up with cotton swabs.
Oh, that's like in that movie Get Out.
Yeah.
He plugs us up. Is
it was
with...
just like that. I like to set myself up like famous movies.
Yeah.
So I've done, you know, Shawshank Redemption.
Anything with a strong black lead. You love it.
I love it. And I don't know why. It's my little thing. It's my fun little thing.
It's because you feel like, you know, you. It's your,
well,
it's your
like,
chance
why not me?
To give back.
Exactly. It's like my chance to feel what they felt. Bless you. And may God have mercy on your soul. I said that to you today earlier.
You did. Jesus Christ is right behind us. But listen, oh my Quentin Cincinnati, this week
ooh,
I listened to...
Sweet Tea, talking sweet. We're back.
I listened to Gears of Grindin'.
Oh my... Joey.
And listen...
You know... Go ahead.
You're not going to believe how I listened to it.
Don't tell me.
You want to send me up with A, B, and C?
Yeah. Hey. I'm gonna change it up. Because I know this song... Oh yeah. ASMR. Vaseline. I'm going to do a little different ABC because I know this song so well.
Okay.
Because I know every, you know, I know it pretty well. Are we talking original studio? Some of them are going to be the same. A. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Should I just let you do your thing?
No, go ahead.
Do a little sip.
Sorry.
Do a okay. little sip.
All right. I'm doing the sick thing.
You're doing the sick thing. Your hat just barely
my hat swiped
the microphone.
And listen, I know you guys
swiping
have seen,
those swiping. Swipe
you guys
right.
have seen some in-studio BTS pictures, but as you know, we always wear my classic baseball hat.
Yes, and my classic beanie.
Red hats all around.
Swipe white. So, is it A?
Yeah.
Original studio.
Uh-huh.
Is it B? B side. Alternate version. Is it C? Live at 69 Albuquerque. Is it D? None of the above go
None
home.
Of the above go home.
Forget about it.
All right. I don't think you're going to believe this.
I probably won't.
I listened to it. A, original track.
No! We don't even. It's. Oh, who?
It's that thing.
Hi-ya!
It's that thing.
Whoa, 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 wow.
Well, you know. You know it. You know America knows it.
Sometimes you gotta.
You hear it in your Walgreens, your CVS, your Rite Aid.
Yeah, if you're stuck in a supermarket for 24 hours, you're gonna hear the
you're
song.
You're gonna hear the song.
It's a popular song.
Grinding Gears.
Grinding Gears.
But sometimes.
But I haven't heard the original in so long.
Yeah, you go back to the
sometimes
basics.
Sometimes you said, go ahead.
And if you're in a specific mood.
Ooh.
And you go back to
mood
the basics.
Fabric.
Mood fabric?
If you're in a specific mood store.
The cat's not scratching it anymore, you notice?
Yeah, exactly.
It's because we talked about it. She's embarrassed.
Talking about it. Yeah, we talked talking about her.
Mood fabric, my ass. Fucking ass.
Fucking ass. So.
You go back, you listen to it, you're in a certain mood. Fabric.
Yeah, mood fabric.
And it rings true to you like it never has before. You realize how universal the themes are with Sweet Tea.
Mm.
And you realize that there's nothing in the world more truthful than a Sweet Tea. Quentin Cincinnati.
A true, and he wrote this song.
Classic.
Your song. He wrote Grinding Gears.
Grinding Gears. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did. I tell you.
None of this Taylor Swift bullshit.
Oh.
She's writing all of his songs these days.
Please. She has a freaking computer. She logged into AOL.com. You got mail.
You got
a new
mail.
Song.
You got a new song. I'm Taylor Swift.
A robot wrote a song for you.
As you all know, we are not highlighting ever. Ever.
Ever.
The new album featuring songs written by Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
We ignore the album. We do not believe in it.
We treat it as if it never existed.
New management, new record label. That's what it's going to get you.
That's what happens, Quentin. You sell out, you sell out.
You
and
sell
you're
out,
gone.
You sell out.
Cross you off the list. We're talking about.
Highlight,
the good
format, font, strike through.
Strike through. Eliminate all formatting. Send.
Email.
To your grave, Taylor. We hate Taylor.
Taylor Swift.
I hate Taylor Swift.
She's so southern. She's so southern.
Yeah, she likes pizza and bagels.
She's all down there with her Jewish friends. And look, I don't have anything against Jewish people, but I just think that, like, you know, if you want to impress the Brooklyn crowd, you give us collard greens, you give us beer, back porches, pickup trucks.
Yeah, exactly. You give us friggin' black-eyed peas, fried green tomatoes. Give us
me,
a friggin' mojito on the back porch.
Give me an acoustic guitar and a blonde with big boobs.
Give me a pair of boots and a thick set of eyebrows. You know what I'm talking about?
Taylor Swift.
Is
you
in the
piece
south.
Of fucking
filth.
Trash.
She got a here, dirty river water down south.
Dirty river water.
Tramp.
I don't understand it. What, how do you live down there? It's like a fucking concrete.
The traffic.
Concrete jungle. The traffic.
What dreams are made of? What dreams are killed.
What dreams are killed.
Nightmares.
You killed my dreams in Sweet Tea's latest album.
How do you ride
album?
The subway down in the south?
All right.
Ugh. I like that song. I like Grinding Gears.
All right. Now, do you want me to give you an example?
I was going to say, do you want to just give us a little, well, not me, I know it, but give the listeners a little taste?
You're grinding my gears, babe, but I love you anyway. Can't swallow the spear fast enough, but you look at me in that way, and I fall asleep on your lap. It's about the love of a woman.
I can't. And that's a happy, that's a nice, that's a good, nice song. Made me cry. It made me cry.
made you lose your...
Made me lose my
yourself.
Ducks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lose yourself in the music.
I know, that's...
I should write that down.
That's a spin-off podcast.
I'm speaking Southern.
Southern.
By accident.
Yeah, I know. because that song.
I almost said rats and. Like rats in the.
Like mice.
Twin Towers. I was talking Southern for a second. I almost like.
Yeah. Okay.
It's, all right. That part sucked. We'll probably cut that part out. No, we won't.
We never
keep it all in. We keep it all in. Like a poker game. Talking Sweet is all in.
Or like Russian roulette. You never know what you're going to get. Or is that, wait, hold on. Is that Forrest Gump? It's a chocolate.
That's a chocolate. Yeah, Russian roulette. But that is true about Russian roulette. You never know what you're going to get.
Forrest Gump would have loved Russia.
Did you know I read that?
Why didn't he ever go to Russia?
Maybe he did. Did he not ever?
I guess he didn't
travel abroad. He stayed.
No, he definitely traveled abroad.
Did he?
Yeah,
Where'd he go?
Didn't he go to like Vietnam to go to the war?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he went to the fucking war.
Of course he went to Vietnam. That's when Gary
Sinise. Vietnam? You said Vietnam. And you know we go to Banh Mi every Wednesday night, and that's Vietnam. Park Slope, come on, shut up.
We go to a Jamaican Vietnamese restaurant. It's called Viet Mon.
Viet Mon. Viet Mon. Now, this is in Park Slope, south side, southwest side. We would never go to the east side. Holy shit.
Never.
That's for the trash.
That's for the trash and the bugs and the freaks.
So we go out here. We go to Park Slope. Wait.
Yeah, east side.
Sloth Park.
You go to Sloth Park. You guys ever been to Sloth Park?
South Park played double time.
Yeah, if you guys have been seen. We go to Viet Mon, and it's nice food.
It's like, imagine like a banh mi sandwich.
Spicy.
Jerk!
And different. Yeah, it's...
Spicy and different.
Yeah. With a bunch of plantains on the side.
A bunch of Planned Parenthood plantains on the side.
They kind of... It's so weird that they're branding themselves in such a way. They're coming out with these...
It's because people throw out the plant. So they're like, plantains or Planned Parenthood? It takes so long to say it, I don't know what you
can say. Plantains. But the plantains are pretty good.
Plantains. They grow them in South Park. Wait, no. Park Slope.
Park Slope. They grow them in South Park, probably.
No.
These days.
They only grow marijuana.
We don't watch that show.
We don't watch that show. Mm. All right, so listen.
What is that? What else could there be?
I did my song.
Yeah.
You did your song.
Okay. You know what
now
that means.
Now it's time
for another
segment.
With the songs. We gotta do the songs.
We gotta play them.
Yeah, we gotta do it. I'm gonna do it right now. Yeah. Great. So we'll play Under the Bridge, and we'll play.
No, it's not Under the Bridge. What are under you talking
the mud.
About? Under
said?
The mud.
I was thinking about the South. All these bridges.
Yeah, and then we're gonna play
Under the Mud. Then we're gonna grind
my gears.
Grind my gears.
That beer's really giving you a burp.
Yeah, I've been burping. Yeah. Oh.
Wow. That's disgusting.
Jeez Louise.
There's no one else that I would rather...
Jeez Louise. I'm kidding.
His wife's name is Louise.
Ugh. Yeah. I love her.
You love her?
I love her. She's my top
Don't
three.
Don't say ugh.
No, I know. I'm just... You know, just like, ugh, I love her. You know,
I love her. Like, oh my God.
Ugh.
Oh.
Friggin' apple in my eyes.
Yeah, apple in my eyes. Ball in my chain.
Diamond in my rough.
Diamond in your rough.
Diamond all in my rough.
Yeah.
So yeah, we should play the songs, huh?
We should go ahead and play the songs.
All right.
We're gonna go on a, you know what?
Short hiatus
here. We're gonna get the guitar and the drum out here, and we'll see you in a second.
Are we recording? Are we recording? That's a little joke
we like to do. British.
The joke is we're different.
British.
So all us, right. We're British.
We're back. We're talking sweet.
You've been waiting long enough. We're talking sweet, and boy, are we talking sweet. Today. We got two songs for you, of course.
There's a bit of a love theme here this episode, I would say.
Yeah. You're not wrong. Oh, that's nice. You know what I mean?
You know,
that's
the
nice.
Woman under the mud, the woman with my head in her lap.
Yeah, your head in your lap. Exactly.
Love.
We all got our women on our sides.
True love.
We love them. Shout out
to
our
Louise, women.
Caroline, Dottie.
Dottie.
Dorot.
And Dorot. And definitely not Taylor Swift. Okay.
Here we go.
Here
the
we go.
The first song
with,
is, of course, Under the Mud.
Tony's pick for the week.
My
under
pick
the mud.
For the week, Under the Mud. Why don't you count us off?
All right. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Trapped in the mud, I can't get out. It smells like shit, and I'm hearing it under the mud. Under the mud, I found her standing there, lying there, motionless, and I try to grab her. I'm in the mud, I can't get out, and I can't find my way. I wish you would look at me and say just one thing like, hey, but I know that you're gone. You're gone from me. I'll wake you up if it means I'm dying today. Cause I'm under the mud, I can't find my way. I wish you would say something, just one thing to say.
It's our favorite.
That's our favorite one.
Well, of the
sweating.
Week, we can't be biased.
Of course, last week was something different.
We can't be biased. We got stuck in the accent.
We
got really stuck.
I gotta slip in and out.
And look, this week, you know, normally I'm on the real drums, but,
yeah, this week, look.
I'm a little sick, so we're recording from home. That's why I've got 2 spoons and a colander. 2 spoons and a colander. Yeah. But it was pretty good, regardless.
But honestly, it was pretty good.
It wasn't bad.
No,
it
wasn't bad.
The colander's slipping all over my nethers.
Lap, yeah. Speaking
my
of
fucking
laps.
Fucking ass.
Yeah, your fucking ass.
Speaking of laps.
Speaking of laps, let's hear.
Ready for number 2 of the day.
Does he think he can drum and sing at the same
Absolutely
time?
Not. Not. Yes, I can.
Just
let's
kidding.
Do it. This is Under the Mud.
No, no, it's
no.
Not.
Sorry.
It's. Oh, you're kidding. We already played that. You want to play? Here we go.
It sounds the same.
No.
Grinding my gears.
Grinding my gears does sound different, and I know it does. I'm going to play it different.
Yeah. Give us a little something. And, you know, this is a minimal, you know, I sometimes pick songs with minimal drums so I can sing.
Yeah, exactly. And I play, look, I'm playing this guitar with my toes because both of my hands are in a cast.
In casts.
So I'm playing this guitar with my feet. All right, so Subi.
He's
so sorry, but I'm the most in tune.
He's so talented, this guy.
Me so talented.
Okay.
Here we go.
Tony Chiney Market.
This is.
Go ahead.
This is Grinding My Gears.
Grinding My Gears.
Grinding my gears tonight, I swear, darling. Why are you looking at me? Get off your ass and make me dinner now, or you aren't my wife by Sunday. I swear to God, darling, you're always grinding my gears, but I swear I love you. I don't know where you get that mouth, but your mama would care about you. Grinding my gears, darling, you drive me crazy. Girl, you drive me crazy, but I love you. Put my head in your lap, you smell so good, darling. Thank you. looked to her and I said, "Darlene, I've loved you since I was 16. I can't live without you, but you are something else. The way you look at me, the way I look back, I don't get it." Darlene, I love you, but I am leaving. I can't stand it no more. I gotta go, Darlene. You're driving me crazy, bitch. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. We're done. Darlene. Grinding my gears.
A close second, in my opinion, and obviously a very close, nice first, in your opinion.
Yeah, close, nice first.
Oh my gosh.
You know,
I love it.
A calendar again. I do think that I could manage.
Yeah, I do think, yeah. Well, it's pretty. Yeah, I think you could too. I think anybody could. But you have that magic touch.
I do have the magic touch. It is hard to sing when you're drumming.
Yeah, it's hard to sing when you're playing guitar.
Yeah.
I tell you. Songs that you know absolutely. So well.
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Darlene.
Darlene. I thought you... Oh, gosh.
The thing I always think when I listen to that song is, you know...
Yeah.
Yes, there are good and...
You tell me what. Look, I see you slipping. We're all slipping. We're slipping, slumbering, you know, whatever.
Tripping.
Yeah, sure.
Falling.
Yeah, falling. Who cares?
You know.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah.
So, the thing I always think when I listen to that song...
Yeah.
...is... You know, they're good size and bad size to people.
Mm.
That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can love somebody and grind your keys.
Yeah, exactly. You can't have both without the other.
No.
You can't have one without the other.
You can't. No way, no how.
Timothy and Ivory.
Do you hear my voice? I'm sick. I got a cold.
You sound, honestly, great.
Thank you.
Better than you did at the beginning of this record.
You know, it's true.
You
know it's true when you sound like fucking
ass.
Fucking ass.
Hey, fucking ass.
R-rated.
R-rated. Put the kids to bed. Wake them up. It's time for school by
this
point. Wake
them up, Joey.
Wake them up, Tony.
The Mancini clan is awake.
Final thoughts, Joey.
Yeah, what's up?
What do you got? Any final, we've played our songs, we've said our piece.
We said our piece.
Anything to plug? Any live dates for Sweet Tea coming up? Have you researched any sort of live concert dates?
Look, we're trying to get some kind of show. You heard of this thing all the young kids are doing their podcast. It's called Caveat.
Coachella. Caveat. Caveat.
Coachella's the music festival.
Yeah.
We could do it there, you know, no problem.
Yeah, totally.
It's Caveat we gotta get into.
But we're trying to stick, yeah. We're trying to stick in New York.
Stick in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we'll probably be there at some point doing a live episode once we have any kind of a reply or connection with that venue at all.
Yeah. Which, you know, will happen.
You know, we're not young chickens. We're not little...
Not spring chickens.
Not little
chickens.
Twinks. What do they call them? Little tiny gays on Instagram. I'm gay, I'm at Caveat.
Yeah, ugh, gosh.
Look, we're trying to...
Tell me straight. And I don't mean straight. I just tell me real.
Tell me real.
Tell me real. Yay. I'm trying to keep up with all this stuff.
I know, me too.
LGBTQXYZ, you know what I'm saying?
LGBTQ,
LMNOP. Reading Rainbow, I don't got time, I don't know.
We're bilingual, you speak Italian and English.
Yeah.
We can't learn another language,
sorry. That's the B in LGBTQ, it's bilingual, we already got one step of the way.
You're right. Q for Queen.
For, yeah.
You see Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah, I
that
saw
movie
it.
About Freddie Mercury?
Yeah, about the Mercury Boys.
That name, I swear, sounds like a fake name. I don't know.
Yeah, it's bullshit. Anyway, Freddie Mercury. What was that, degree?
Was that Greek?
No.
What?
I did a degree, like Mercury and a thermometer, but I realized it didn't make sense.
Also a planet.
Is it Greek? Yeah, definitely Greek.
Freddie Mercury, what is that, Greek?
Yeah. Hey, Freddie Mercury. Hey, by the way, Freddie Mercury, what is that, Greek? Oh, but, also, Queen. What are you going to name your band, Queen?
No, but that is the Q in LGBTQ.
Queen. No, I know. But this band's called Sweet Tea. And it's our favorite fucking ass band.
Our favorite fucking ass band.
Of all time.
And if you, honestly, if you don't listen to it.
Give it.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my Lord almighty.
You're missing out on
life. Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior. Look down and he says, he says, Fucking ass. Fucking get out of here.
Listen to it.
But those of you who stuck with us all these 88 episodes, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Grazie.
And a grazio. Tony Roesco saying grazio.
Tony Roesco and Joey Mancini saying have a good night.
Bada boom.
Bada bing. Hello, thanks for listening. That was Talkin' Sweet with Tony Romanesco and Joey Mancini.
Tony and Joey, a couple of crazy guys getting to some crazy stuff, but we got a couple of songs, which is a real treat.
Very talented men, these two.
Oh my gosh, yeah, a full range of talents. The next episode, though, of Imposter Syndrome will be a completely different show hosted by, that's right, two totally different people. So subscribe and tune in every other Tuesday.
That's every other Tuesday. And if you can, if you've got a sec, rate and review on Apple Podcasts and subscribe wherever you listen.
Yes, please. And follow us on Twitter at Max and Natalie and Instagram at Max and Natalie Comedy.
Yeah, we're putting out some riveting content these days, so you'll want to get on there.
Yeah, you're simply not going to want to miss it.
This has been a Cook Rap production. That was pretty good.
That was good.